Come. They have many, many, many Akrayas coming off a very busy season of all the Yom Tovim, and to be out here, you know, late and to be Mechazik us is an unbelievable opportunity for us. So without further delay, I know Rav Shai has another meeting immediately after this. I want to give the floor to Rav Shai Shachter Shlita. Just ask everyone if you could wait to pass the meats. We'll give you 30 seconds to finish filling your plates, but then to kind of let things set, and he'll refill when he's done.
So, Guten Chodesh, everybody, and it's really a pleasure to be here at the Shulman's home. Thank you for opening your home and your backyard, and thank you, Rav Aryeh, for including me in this very beautiful Sudas Rosh Chodesh, and we should be able to have many, many more b'simcha v'tuv levav with Romamus, and be able to elevate each other and be able to give chizuk ish esre'eu ya'azaru v'yalachiv yomar chazak, that we should be able to just be mechazik each other. We all need chizuk. It's a world that needs chizuk, and every little bit that we can do is always helpful, not only for yourselves, not only individually, but really collectively as the entire community. Everybody who comes together just helps to be mechazik each other. An amazing comment to the Medrash. You know, we just started again Sefer Bereishis, and when you look through all of Maaseh Bereishis, it's pretty straightforward. You read the psukim, you understand it, you see Rashi. We all went through the parsha last week, I hope. If not, you could still make it up. So the Medrash has an amazing comment. Matrona achas shala l'Rab Yossi ben Chalafta. Matrona achas means there was a Roman aristocrat who asked a question to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, one of the greatest of the Tanaim. Everyone continue to eat. This is a Sudas Mitzvah. It's okay. So she asked a question to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. What was the question? L'kama yamim bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamo. How many days did it take HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world? And he looks back at her and he's surprised. And he says, I don't understand the question. You all know the Pasuk in Chumash, after all it says, Kisheshes yamim asa Hashem es hashamayim es haaretz. Everybody knows that Hashem created the world in 6 days. Vayom hashvi'i shavas ve'inafha. She rested on the seventh. So what's your question? So she says, really, if you believe that it took HaKadosh Baruch Hu 6 days to create the world, on the seventh day he rested, my question now is, me'oz v'yad ata mahu osa. It's been a couple of thousand years since that end of the sixth day. So what has he been doing? What's he busy with? What? How does he occupy his time? And the Medrash says that he responds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since that time, is Oseh Sulamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making ladders. Mashpil Ozeh Umeirim Lazeh. Meirim Lazeh Umashpil Ozeh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been busy for the last few thousand years building ladders, and people are going up and down the ladders. What is that supposed to mean? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spends every day and every moment since the end of Riyah Shamayim Va'aretz creating ladders? And perhaps what it means is that our whole life, our whole spiritual life, is filled with motion. It's always in flux. And as we all know, we have different transitional moments and we have transformational moments. And there are times when we're on a big high, and unfortunately there are times when we're not on that great high, and we're all self-aware enough to admit to the fact, at least to ourselves, that we all have those moments. And there are times when we feel on top of the ladder. There are times when, unfortunately, we feel we're very much on the bottom of the ladder. And that is the nature of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the challenge of spirituality, that we're always and consistently finding ourselves on that ladder. And the question becomes, are we going up or are we going down? And how is it that we're sustaining our life experience on that ladder? What are we doing to make sure that we're always going in one direction and unfortunately trying to limit the times that we won't be going in the opposite direction? Which brings us from Parshas Bereishis into Parshas Noach. And there the Torah introduces us to Noach Ish Tzadik, Tamim Haya B'dor Asav. Noach was a tzaddik. So Rashi tells us, some say he was a tzaddik, wasn't tzaddik. Simple understanding was that Noach was a great person. After all, he was the only one saved. After all, everybody else was destroyed, the whole world. And for whatever reason, Noach is the one who had the schus of being saved with his family. So obviously there was something very special about him. But the way that he described in the Chumash is, Es ha'elokim hishalech Noach. The great description that the Torah gives of Noach is that he was a person who was a mishalech. He was always in motion. He was perpetually moving. He was always moving with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He never allowed that relationship to remain stagnant, because there is no such thing. Relationships don't stay the way they are. They either go up or they go down. That's a sulam. That's that ladder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put all of us on. So again, when you think about the life of Noach, who was the first prominent tzaddik that is mentioned in Chumash, that is the description that the Torah gives. That is the way to live a righteous life. Go one more parsha to next week, and you find once again the description of Avraham Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu. Ki yadativ, which by the way, the word ki yadativ in next week's parsha means, I love him, not I know him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Avraham Avinu. Ki yadativ means, I love Avraham Avinu. Why does he love him? Leman asher yitzav es bano es beis avacharav, because he's willing to be mechanech his children. You, Aryeh, I see you brought your children here tonight. We should all just take note of that. I know maybe not everyone's children are invited. Not sure. But you should just know to take home the inspiration that we get. It's very nice when we get together as adults and we go to shul, we go to a shir, we go to a fabrengen, we go to a kumzitz, whatever it is, and we may be uplifted, but it's important for us. Think about Avraham Avinu. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love him? It doesn't say because he was the first believer in God. It doesn't say because he opened the first Baal Tshuva yeshiva. It doesn't say because he had people all over recognizing the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, or because he did the Akedas Yitzchak or the Bris Milah. None of that. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him because Leman Asher Yitzava Es Bano Es Beis Avachar, because he was willing to take that message and infuse it into his children. Because he was willing to be mechanech his children in the proper way. And that is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. But when he is described in next week's Parsha, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of Avraham Avinu is that same phrase. What is it? Hishalech lefanai veheyeh samin. I don't think that can be coincidental. The reason why Noach was considered a great person is because Esa Elokim hishalech Noach. He was always in motion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes one request of Avraham Avinu is because he wants him to always be walking, to always be moving. His halech lefanai. If you are always perpetually moving with the Ribono Shel Olam, and that sometimes means you're going to be going up, you're going to be going down, that's part of a relationship. Sometimes in a marriage, you have disagreements, you have disputes, things don't always work out the way you want them to be, you don't always have your partner, you don't always have your person who you love very much, doesn't always work out that they agree with everything you say, but that's okay. That's part of a relationship, as long as it's still moving. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of Avraham Avinu next week. Hishalech lefanai v'heyeh samim. To always advance, to always develop, and to always progress and move that forward. Go backwards to the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Parshas Bezos HaBracha, we just read, Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu died. And what is the introductory words that were told about Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, I know I'm going to die. How does he know? Lo uchal od latzis v'lavo. I can't move anymore. What do you mean you can't move? The Gemara asks, Moshe Rabbeinu can't move. It says he went up a big flight of steps. He climbed up a mountain. Of course he was able to move. He understood that I'm no longer in motion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not moving. And when we're stale, when we're stagnating, when we're not moving, when we're staying where we are, there is no spiritual life. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo uchal od latzis v'lavo. I know if I'm not moving anymore, I know that this is over. I know that there is no such thing as a spiritual pursuit that is not in flux, that is not in motion. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew that his end was near. It's an amazing comment of the Shemi Shmuel. The Navi says, when it describes an Achris Hayamin, so we're going to have the opportunity to be reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ribono Shel Olam is going to go back in history and talk to us about all the great things that happened. And there the Navi says, Kol Amar Hashem, this is part of the Nevuah. Zacharti la chesed nu urayich, ahavas kilulo sayich. We're all familiar with the pasuk. I remember, Zacharti la chesed nu urayich means I remember when we just met each other, when we just got to know each other. Ahavas kilulo sayich, you were the love when we were all younger, when we were just getting to know how special we were. Avas Kalulasayah, you were the love of my life, the apple of my eye. And what was that experience that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing? Lechtech acharei bamidbar be'eretz lo zeruah. Ask the Shemi Shmuel, you know, We had 40 years in the Midbar. But even that, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything. Was it a wonder that the Jewish people were following HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar? They had no choice. Where else were they going to go? The Ribbono Shel Olam said, you're stuck. You're going to wander for 40 years. I'll take care of you. I'll give you man. I'll give you anane akavod. I'll give you the mayim, the be'er. I'll give you everything you need. So, what's the big deal that they followed? And all on top of that, asked the Shemi Shmuel, is that the greatest thing our Kadosh Baruch Hu could remember about the thousands of years of Jewish history? If any of us would have been asked, what is the moment at the time of Geula that Hashem is going to say, you know, there's something very special about the Jewish people? I think all of us would have given 1,000 other reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should love us over all these millennia, for all the Mesiras Nefesh, for all that we've done. And yet, the greatest thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can highlight is Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar Be'eretz Lo Zerua, that you followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the wilderness. Really? Asked the Shemi Shmuel. He could have done better than that. And he explains, perhaps what it means is, here we were, after Kriyas Yamsuf. Masharas Hashivcha Alayam L'ra Yecheskel Ben Buzi Benivuaso. The Gemara tells us that the level of Hashras Hashchina, the level of understanding that people had, the level of insight that they gained of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment was greater than the greatest of the Nevi'im. That was followed not only Aser Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf, it was followed by Kabbalah HaTorah, where we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own voice. And yet, writes Hashem Yishmuel, Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar, the Jewish people kept on walking and saying, we want more. We're going to keep on moving. We're not satisfied. Yes, we had a Kabbalah HaTorah, and yes, we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, and yes, we saw Maimon Har Sinai, and we experienced Kriyas Yamsuf and all the Makos and all the miracles and everything, and we saw Vayaminu BaHashem of Moshe Abdo. It's never enough. It's never enough. We understand that we're on that Sulam, and we understand that Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that is the reason why I love the Jewish people, because they're always willing to keep on moving. They're always willing to keep on being in motion. I always get this feeling after the Yom Na'araim, we're supposed to walk away with a big high. At least we should. A proper Yom Na'araim should leave us on some kind of high. And a Simchas Torah should leave us with a tremendous sense of excitement. And the question that all of us need to be asking is, so now what? So what do we do? You can't stay on a high the whole year. You don't have a Rosh Chodesh Suda every night of the month. It's not going to work. It's something special. It's something exciting. But what does this do to the rest of the experience of the month? What does the experience of Yom Na'araim do to inform how we view and how we confront every day living as a Eved Hashem, every day living as a person who cares about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us? What do we do to make sure that all of that experience, as high as it may have been, is Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar, so that we're going to continue to progress and to move and to modify our behavior based on that level of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we all gained, that insight that we had from the experience of Yom Na'araim. So I know I was put on a very strict time clock, David. I'm trying to be respectful. I do have another meeting. I told them it's supposed to be 10 o'clock, but we'll get there at 10:10. It's fine. I'm going to end off with one vart. It's an amazing vart from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. He says in Parsha Shoftim, the Torah says, Lo sakin lecha matzeva asher sanei Hashem Elokecha. Torah says you're not allowed to build a matzeva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely hates. He abhors a matzeva. What's so terrible about a matzeva? What is a matzeva, by the way? The Ramban and Sefer Bereishis asked the question. We find throughout Chumash, all the others are building a mizbeach, this one a mizbeach, the other one a mizbeach. Everyone's building a mizbeach. Hashem himself tells us to build a mizbeach. Isn't a mizbeach, matzeva the same thing? What's the difference? So a mizbeach apparently is wonderful. Matzeva, the Pasuk says, is terrible. What's the difference? So the Ramban and Sefer Bereishis explains that the difference is that a matzeva is one slab of stone. Take a slab of stone, you put it down somewhere, use it as a place to sacrifice whatever it is you want to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a matzeva. And what is a mizbeach? A mizbeach is described in Sefer Shmos as something that we build one brick on top of another, one stone on top of the other, and then when you have that collaboration of all those stones together, that constitutes a mizbeach. So a mizbeach is great, matzeva is terrible. Why? Rav Moshe says, that's why. Because there are two different types of personalities who you will confront in life. There are those people who just put down a matzeva and say, this is what I do, this is what I am, this is what I've accomplished, this is what it is, I'm really proud of all of that, and this is what it's going to be. Writes Ramosha, Aser Sanei Hashem Elokecha. You think the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to spend your whole life patting yourself on the back, what I did, and I did this, and I accomplished that. It's all great, and you'll all get credit, and we've all grown from that. But look how much more the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me another day of life. He gave me another year of life. Obviously, there's more that I can do. And the question I need to ask myself is, what is it that I can do? Writes Rav Moshe Feinstein, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a Mizbeach is because what it teaches us, outside of just the sacrifice, you bring a korban, you put it this way, that way, on this side of the Mizbeach, the other side, is because the Mizbeach makes us all remember, life is all about building one stone on top of the other. It's all about continuing to have that perpetual notion, having that even, one on top of the other, having Av Ubein, having parents and children, one that builds on the other. Our children are going to build on our legacy. We are building on our parents' legacies. That's what we're all about. And we continue to build it, and we continue to make it grow. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. When the Torah says, Lo Sakim Lecha Matzeva, Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha, it's not just build like this, build like that. The Torah wants us to understand the subliminal message behind all of that, and to walk away with a general attitude of how we're supposed to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of our lives, and what it is that we should do to move ourselves closer toward where we need to be. As we read these parshiyos of Bereishis, Noach, and Lech Lecha, and we're introduced to that story of this answer of Yosef ben Chalafta. After Bria Shamayim V'aretz, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? He's Bona Sulamos. And he's putting all of us on that Sulam. The question that we all need to answer is, where do we find ourselves on that Sulam at any given moment in time? At any experience of life? Are we like Noach, who was an Ish Tzadik? Noach, who was Ishalech Lefanai Veheye Samim, like Avraham Avinu? Noach, who was a person who was Es HaElokim Ishalech Noach, who understood and appreciated that every moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me of life is here because he has a mission for me, he has a purpose, and I have the ability to do something special with it and to continue to develop myself and, more importantly, develop my relationship with him. So a guten chodesh to everybody. A tremendous yashar koach to David. Thank you for reaching out. Again, I told David, I don't need advance warning. I'm happy to come anytime, really. And I didn't even need anything. I'm happy to come with food, without food, learn with everybody, be inspired together. And we should continue, as we said, Ish Esreu Yazor Be'elachiv Yamar Chazak. We should all be here to be mechazik each other. Thank you, Joey, for helping to be mechazik all of us. Welcome back from London, Manchester. A great trip. And thank you, Rabari, once again for putting this beautiful Rosh Chodesh Suda all together. Good evening, everybody.